Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Southern Heritage Classic, you see it got another jolt. Because who is the new football coach at Tennessee?
This is a nice...
It's unbelievable.
Nice hire.
Eddie George.
It's fun.
How about this?
Man.
I thought it was just an April Fool's joke, just later on in the month when I saw the news. Because when I saw it, I said, well, what's Eddie been doing to prepare for this?
Yeah.
And the last thing I saw Eddie on, and he was on the Giannotto and Jeffrey show, talking about a FanDuel promo. Wasn't talking about nothing about no coaching or anything. So this came out of, not left. Like, it came from way outside the ballpark.
Absolutely.
Came on in.
Yeah.
And to me, Tajon was talking about how maybe some of these ADs are looking around seeing Juwan and Penny and North Carolina getting their own and saying, I want to bring my own. To me, this was I see Deion Sanders at Jackson State, and
yeah.
I want some of that,
yeah.
Is what it says to me. Now, Eddie George is already hanging around Nashville. I get it. And clearly, maybe he has done a little bit more prep that I'm not aware of in terms of preparing for this opportunity.
Yep.
That said, you talk about the Southern Heritage Classic, which I believe is for September 11th. You talk about a jolt of electricity. Having Deion Sanders and Jackson State, should he stay and finish out? They're finishing their spring season right now. Suspect he will. And then Eddie George on the other side. How about that?
Hall of Famers?
Awesome. So Deion Hall of Famer. Eddie George Hall of Famer?
I want to say he is.
I might have made him
a Hall of
Famer. Yeah, I think he's
Eddie George a Hall of Famer.
I think he's got a Hall of
Famer. Let's just go ahead and put him in.
He should be. I mean, if he's not, I mean, I remember.
Heisman Trophy winner, but Hall of Famer?
He is not.
He's in college Hall of Fame.
He's not a Hall
from,
of Famer.
From Ohio
probably
State.
Probably won't be, will he?
No, if he's not one by now.
We got one Hall of Famer.
He's in college.
But absolutely two previous former NFL stars now leading historically black colleges. And this is a great thing for a Southern Heritage class. Let's face it, ladies and gentlemen. Has faced some bad luck here. Two out of the last 3 years hadn't even been able to be played.
Eddie was not as good as I remember.
No, he's not. If you look at the resume, he's not.
I mean, look, no disrespect to Eddie George. He had a great career. But, like, he never averaged more than 4.1 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not great.
He did catch the ball a little bit too.
Big back, 4 point. You know, I mean, what's his lowest there?
He got averaged 3 yards a carry in 2001.
What's for his career? You're telling me it's like 3.6?
Ooh, yeah.
He went over 1,000. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
He just got he carried the ball 500 times a year. Now.
I think what we found, he's not a Hall of Fame running back.
No, he's not. That's okay though.
That's what we learned.
I'm a big fan of Eddie George. I do think he's going to
be some big moments.
He's going to be.
Deion's holding that one in his back pocket.
And was huge on some big time Tennessee teams.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
he's a Hall of Famer in our hearts. I do think Eddie is going to be very surprised when he learns that he is the coach of Tennessee State and not the University of Tennessee. Because this does feel incredibly random. There is no tie to TSU. Is that in Nashville?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the tie. So
that's what I'm saying. He's been hanging around Nashville. Yeah, I could tell you were only thinking about fries and not listening at all.
I bet he can recruit that city pretty well, though.
I always pump the brakes. I always tap the brakes on. Look, it's the dynamics are just different. You're talking about HBCUs. It's the truth. I remember people saying that when Deion got the job, he was going to be able to beat Ole Miss and Mississippi State and all these guys for top level recruits. And to be sure, yes, when you have Eddie George and Deion Sanders as the coach, you will expose yourself to prospects you had no chance of exposing yourself to in the past. But it is just I go back to McCourt Maker there at Howard. People were talking about, is this going to be a trend? Is this going to be? And the answer is just not. It's not because the dynamics are different. They don't look at athletics the same way. They don't have the resources. They're not on television as much. It's just a different sort of deal. Now, there's passion. there's, as we know, there's the Southern Heritage Classic. There's such passion. But is Eddie George going to start beating Tennessee and Vandy and even Memphis for kids? The answer is just no, he's not.
Well, I mean, they don't have the financial support to even think about it. That's the thing about it. It's, like, it's an unfair playing field.
So yeah, I agree.
To say this is going to be about his recruiting or his coaching.
Well, that's why I didn't bring up that point.
You don't have a chance when you're in an HBCU. That's
correct.
Why you've seen all these philanthropists of late have decided, you know what, I'm gonna give millions to, dude. That need's been there the entire time. This isn't something new. But the idea that we're comparing apples to apples here, it's wrong. It's not even close to put an HBCU in that same breath, because you can't compete from a facility standpoint. You can't compete from a stipend standpoint.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but unfortunately, those elite guys, they're going to want to be pampered at Alabama.
That's exactly
they're going
right.
to want to be pampered by, hell, even Tennessee bottom because of the facilities.
The NFL pipeline, too, right?
So,
I mean, like, if you're a five-star kid, you may love Eddie George, you may love Deion Sanders, but you don't have the proven pipeline, the body of work that you have at Alabama.
There's
at any
some of
SEC
that, but it's more about the money and the experience. Because Maker was still going to be seen. It's like but you're not pampering him in the way that
D1s
can do, right? They didn't have the budget, the facilities, anything like that.
Right.
And that's the part that's unfortunate.
Right.
You'd like for him to have that
right?
But give me a break.
They're not equipped to have that.
It's not
kind
even
of
the same. So it's a different level of athlete that you ultimately end up having to recruit. Whereas with John, I mean, to that point, you might be able to get in the zoo with a living room with a 4-star, 5-star when you say I'm Eddie George or Deion Sanders. But 9 times out of 10, and probably 9.9 times out of 10, you're not going to beat Alabama for that kid if they want him. And so that's the unfortunate part. So what does it do? You focus on what it can do. And again, like I said, events like the Southern Heritage Classic, having these two guys as the heads of the schools, look, there's going to be a lot of excitement. Like I said, I'm thrilled for them because they haven't played it 2 out of the last 3 years.
Right.
It's a jolt of electricity, of publicity for them. Hopefully TSU can handle the amount of publicity they're about to get, because last I checked, we still had a hard time doing stories about the Southern, back to the part about finances, about the Southern Heritage, because they didn't have a media relations department, John.
Exactly.
It's like you can't afford to have one. So it'd be nice to bring them up. Right, to pick them up by the bootstraps and pull them up with the rest of Division I football, but it's just not reality. And I hope Eddie realizes that it won't. Deion's had some nice publicity here, right? Been on ESPN a couple of times, but there's a lot more going off, a lot more hard work off camera right now. That's a lot more grind. We're gonna find out how much you really want to be a football coach. Hopefully, he's a success for them.
Well,
I hope for those kids
and
Tennessee State that he's a success.
What typically ends up happening, right, with guys like Eddie George, and what I think is going to happen with Deion Sanders and all these sort of accomplished, rich former athletes who are just basically looking for things to do.
Ohio State and Florida State, the two experiences with those coaches.
Exactly. What ends up happening is, like, it's not that glamorous. Like, coaching at this level kind of sucks, to be honest with you.
No, there's
hard.
No question
it's
about
hard.
It. It's difficult.
Because
you ain't doing it for the money.
You're not you're not getting paid a lot of money, and you're not, after your initial sort of buzz of the hire wears off. I mean, Deion Sanders is one of the absolute headline creatingest guys in the history of the world. And it still kind of feels like Jackson State's an anonymity
on this,
here.
On this,
although
on this
they
particular,
were on this weekend, I will say.
On this particular hire, though, I think the advantage he has over Deion and Jackson State is he's lived in that city and that connection to the city part. I know it's not a huge advantage because Deion had to move his ass all the way over to Jackson, establish some connections. He's getting stuff stolen from his locker.
But you don't have to establish connections when you're Deion freaking Sanders.
Right.
You're going to recruit him all over the
country.
Got
his kid.
As soon as you walk in, yeah,
you're prime
time. I guess.
Time.
I just feel like it would help if you're in the city where you're at, you know.
I think they embraced Deion immediately, and I would say the disadvantage that Eddie has is that he's not the personality that that Deion is. Now, Eddie's a actor, he's in Ballers, like but he's just not the sort of personality, and the charisma is not the same. Look, I root for his success. I'm a fan of Eddie George.
Women love Eddie George.
It's a very difficult situation that he's stepping into, and I don't know. Like you said, like the way to sort of gauge these former pro athletes is how serious are they about it? This feels like to me that Eddie is just kind of looking for something to do. Now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he comes into Tennessee State and he lights it on fire and he's it's one step on his journey to being an all-time great coach. But I don't know, man. This I feel like this one's going to end up being closer. Like,
no, you know, even with Prime, we're talking about Prime Academy. He was coaching, whether it was on
working
son,
towards
whether
it.
He was an assistant from somebody's high school, whatever. He was sort of working towards that. He was from the coaching world. You know, Eddie's coming from
Hugh Jackson is his offensive coordinator.
That's a hell of a hire, and I know he brought in Jeff Fisher as an analyst. You know, so
that helps.
If going 500 is a goal, you brought in the perfect dude for that. So I would just I like the hires of Hugh Jackson. He was former Raiders head coach. Know him well. I think that's a terrific hire at that level. And for anybody, honestly, but it's just a very, very tough job where you're not. I know Eddie believes, and he should believe, that he can get any kid in the world, but he's not going to.
Prime is 4-3 at Jackson State this year.
Yeah, that's not good.
And he's getting good players there.
Yeah.
For them, you know what I mean?
But the I watched their game this weekend. I was telling Jason about this.
My whole thing is
disorganized.
My whole thing is don't just let this be a celebrity moment for you.
Right.
Like, it needs to be about the kids and the investment there. And it's real easy, you know, they get the highlights because they'll say it's about that. It's about the kid. But it's really, you're getting the camera because you guys are celebrity coaches. And I just hope that they're in it for the long haul, at least to a point where you can affect several kids' lives in terms of, right? It's not just, you know, for a season or whatever else so you can get a taste to see if you like this. That it's true investment in kids. Because that's what this thing's about. It would be awful if this just, it's good celebrity news, they're gone a year later. Right, because what's that done for the programs? Nice little bang for a minute, but then they're gone, still got the same kids. Hey, who's coaching us now? I hope this is still about the kids, the programs themselves, more that than it is these celebrity coaches. That's my hope. Stays there.
Anyway, Eddie George is getting into coaching at the college football level, division. They're Division I, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Division I level. At TSU, well, FCS.
FCS.
Yeah, fine. It's still Division I, though. Yeah. It will make for an incredibly litty Southern Heritage Classic. That'll be like one of the first things that I feel like will resemble normal in the city of Memphis for sports is the Southern Heritage Classic there in September with Eddie George and Dion.
One of our biggest one-day events in the city, wouldn't you guys think?
Oh, 100%.
By a long shot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else even really compares to that.
Well, the place is full.
Yeah.
There are only certain times of the year and certain games that fill it up for Memphis football or whatever else. Every year you can count on it.
We don't have the fair anymore, Southern Heritage. Do we? Does the fair still come around? I guess now that I have a kid, I'll be
down to
dipping
Lander
my toe
Center.
Back into that. Yeah. But I have not been to the fair in God knows how long. I don't think there's anything.
Oh, man, I just hope we have it. Like I said, it hadn't happened two out of the last 3 years because of COVID, and then the weather, three, I think, was 18 because of the weather.
Yep.
So, guys, you realize how important this is to a bunch of folks that went to historically black colleges that go out there and tailgate for the entire weekend.
Absolutely.
It's something they look forward to for the entire year. Then guys, they pack up after the game. They look forward to the next one.
Yeah.
And so, like I'm saying, to have Eddie, to have Dion in this hopefully next year, September 11th, this year, but next season, September 11th, gives all them a little jolt to their football, something they've already been doing. Hey, but now you got, you know, two celebrity head coaches, two former Pro Bowlers, one's a Hall of Famer, gives it even more juice. So I'm excited for the event for Fred Jones.